Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I am your host, Cannabis Sativa. If you're currently a medical marijuana patient and would like to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabisativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit me up on Instagram at iamcannabisativa. Feel free to check out our official Twitter account at icsativapodcast. You can also find and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Anchor FM, Stitcher, and the Google Play Music Store. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us can bump up the pod in their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a supporter of this podcast and support us. We plan on doing big things with this humble little project, such as going to trade shows, visiting other MMJ or recreational states, and doing on-field work. And by supporting us, this helps us to keep the lights on, pay for rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast/support. Again, that is www.anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast/support. And you can also check out our newly minted page on Patreon. We're now on Patreon now. And you can check us out at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. And we also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. Any little bit helps, and we would really appreciate your support if you have the funds to do so. So, as you can see, I played the Skies of Arcadia victory theme, and I did that for a very specific reason. So, if you live in Massachusetts, or you live in New Hampshire, or New England in general, I mean, I suppose this is relevant to you if you live in any other medical marijuana state and want to visit Maine or vacation land, you know, on vacation. And why not? I mean, vacation land, you know, Maine has, like, beautiful, beautiful beaches and a lot of there's just a lot of great touristy things to do. There's just a lot of great, I mean, there's a lot of wide open space in Maine. It's I think it's one of the most rural states in the entire country. So, you know, if you want to see lighthouses, you could see that. If you want to see sort of farmland and whatnot, you could see that. You know, you want some mountains that you can go snowboarding or get some good hikes off of, you can get that. Maine has a lot to offer. And they're offering the entire United States with medical marijuana programs reciprocity. And this is especially going to be a game changer for people who live in Massachusetts, where medical marijuana prices are out of control. We, as I've said in many episodes, we pay like 15 per gram for our medical cannabis, and that's after 4 years of having it. You know, and we pay $325-$350 per ounce. It's very, very expensive. Again, places like Oklahoma just instituted cannabis legalization. They just legalized it like last year, last June. And then their stores opened at the end of 2018. And they pay half of what we pay, even though they have like a tax attached to it. And we don't pay a tax in Massachusetts. It's funny how that all works. But I'm going to read this real quick. So according to the Maine Trees subreddit, per emergency legislation, all Maine medical marijuana shops now accept out-of-state medical cards with no additional certification, just a matching ID. And then this is Public Law Chapter 209 on Session 129, Maine Legislature. Bill tracking additional documents. Chamber status. And then on the paper, I'm going to attach the paper, the sheet on the show notes. It says HP0395 LD538. And it says Act to ensure access to medical cannabis for visiting qualifying patients. Emergency preamble. Whereas acts and resolves of the legislature do not become effective until 30 days after adjournment unless enacted as emergencies, and whereas the requirement in current law that visiting patients must obtain a written certification from their own medical providers that meets the qualification of Maine law is complicated and onerous, and whereas the summer tourism season, during which visiting qualifying patients will need access to medical marijuana for medical use in the state, is quickly approaching. Whereas, in the judgment of the legislature, these facts create an emergency within the meaning of the Constitution of Maine and require that following legislation as immediately necessary for the preservation of the public peace, health, and safety. Now, therefore, be it enacted by the people of the state of Maine as follows. C1, Section 1, 22 MRSA, Section 2423D, as amended by PL 2017, C52.Section 7 is further amended to read Section 2423D, authorized conduct by a visiting qualifying patient. A visiting qualifying patient from another jurisdiction that authorizes the medical use of marijuana pursuant to a law recognized by the department who possesses, and then it crosses out a valid written certification is described by Section 2423B from the visiting qualifying patient's medical provider, and the line I just read got crossed out because now they're making it so you just need your ID. You just need your medical card and your ID from whatever medical state you're from, and you could service any one of the main dispensaries. And let me finish reading it. Valid medical marijuana certification from that other jurisdiction and photographic identification. So boom, that's where the particular source that I'm reading it cuts off. I'm sure it has a whole thing in if you were to go to the main website, but I think the basic point is conveyed. So anybody effective immediately can service Maine medical dispensaries. If you're in the Northeast, this is particularly beneficial to you. If you're in New Hampshire and you only have 4 dispensaries and you can only use the one that you designated, this is going to benefit you greatly because, you know, if you live in southern New Hampshire, you know, Maine is just a hop and skip away on the Northeast border of your state. So you'll have way bigger variety that you can choose from, and it'll be a lot cheaper than what you're getting in New Hampshire. And, you know, you could really stand a benefit. You know I could stand a benefit. I know, like, if I balance my budget for a month and I find I can I have an extra 150 or 200, you best believe my butt is going to Maine now, and I'm gonna get a strong good primo top shelf ounce for 200. You know, I think I can even find it 150 in some places. Maine has been doing cannabis since 1999, so it's been legal there since 1999. I think dispensaries open later in the aughts or whatever, but they've been doing cannabis for a long time. There's a huge, huge, huge and very amazing caregiver network, which Mr. Sativa makes use of and really, really gets a lot out of it. You know, shout out to my amazing caregiver in Maine that is just, she's the MVP. She's like an angel from heaven that, you know, creates compassion and medicine for those in need at a very good price. So shout out to her. But what I'll also say in this is, you don't have to just go to the registered dispensaries. You can go to caregivers like Mr. Sativa does. And the best way to find caregivers in Maine, or like from things I've heard, is using weed maps. And I'm going to read some stuff in on a thread about this in the Boston subreddit. So just give me one sec. So you should definitely use weed maps and buy from a caregiver, because they can offer it, believe it or not, even cheaper than dispensaries. Like I've given a cursory glance at the price of some of the dispensaries, and even then, their prices are still like half the cost of Massachusetts. You know, you can get a $200 top shelf ounce from a dispensary that's lab tested and that's good to go for $200, top shelf. But what I'll say is this. So here are the recommendations I'm seeing on the Boston Tree subreddit. They're recommending you go to Cannabis Cured in Saco, Maine, and Stoner and Co. in Biddeford, Maine. I think those are dispensaries you can check out. Weed Maps is where you can access most of the main caregivers. So it'd really be worth your while to install Weed Maps if you're going to Maine. And you know, try to find some good caregivers that can offer you an even cheaper of a price than the dispensaries. So let me just continue reading. Let me just give me one moment. Okay, so another place I heard is very good is Fire on Four. So again, if you're coming down from Massachusetts, Rhode Island, or New Hampshire, Vermont, check that place out. It's very good. I think it's in Portland. Fire on Four. So I guess that wraps up. Let me just make sure I didn't miss anything. So I think that covers everything. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Resist tyranny, fight fake legalization, fight new prohibition. Peace out, y'all.